I highly doubt that I need to tell you that the world seems to be on a slippery descent into weirder and worse places every single day. The advent of the internet and its growth over time has certainly provided many benefits to the world that we live in. However, with that, it has also certainly brought about many negatives. Many, many negatives. One of those negatives, in my opinion, is social media. It's a needed evil if you, like me, are trying to get a property out to the masses and trying to build a following and get some traction. But social media has developed into a place where people can pretend to be anything and pretend to be anyone that they want to be when online. We have talked in the past about cases where people have used the internet to build up lore about themselves, such as Luca Magnotta, which we covered in episodes 23 and 24. We've seen documentaries on things like the Tinder Swindler and others who have used dating websites to manipulate and use people. This week, we're going to talk about an even more recent advent, the online streamer, and we're going to have a look at how disgusting people truly can be behind their computer screens when they are anonymous, but worse yet, how disgusting they can be in front of cameras for the almighty dollar. This week we are going to look at a man who seemingly would do anything for fame and fortune, and that eventually led to the death of his girlfriend when one of his so-called pranks went awry. Hello, my name is Lance, and welcome to episode 123 of Gone But Never Forgotten. What is our society becoming? The story of Stanislav Reshetnikov. I want to start today's episode in a way that I have ended many episodes. I want to start this off by saying that if you find yourself in a relationship with someone that is treating you with disrespect, or certainly if they are abusing you in any way, shape, or form, please seek help and or get away from that situation. There is nothing that someone can give you that is worth enduring any kind of pain, trauma, or suffering. We get but one life here on this earth, and nothing and nobody is worth having in your life if they make you miserable or if they make life itself harder to live. I'm going to say in a loud and clear voice that there is no place for love and abuse in the same relationship, and there is better things and there are better people out there for you if you find yourself in an abusive situation. There is no promise to change that is worth risking the life of yourself or the lives of anyone else that you know. The cycle of abuse is something that is very real and something that you need to escape if you find yourself riding on that evil carousel. You are better off without them if you find yourself associating with this story or any other case that I have covered that talks about abuse on any level. We live in a world where just about everyone has thoughts, dreams, or aspirations of becoming, quote, internet famous on their social media page. People all over the world are looking for the right video and the right hashtags in order to gain notoriety, if even for one fleeting moment. Some of those people are people like myself who work tirelessly to create online content each and every week in the form of podcasts like this one and social media posts to attempt to get that content out to the masses. However, within that culture, there is a subculture that is called trash streaming, and that generally entails a streamer getting paid to stream various forms of abuse and illegal activities. The general idea behind trash streaming is very simple and, quite frankly, very animalistic in nature. The idea is to get some friends to come over, get drunk or high on some kind of drugs, and then to ask viewers to donate money and make requests in the form of dares to get the people on the stream to carry out the desires of the viewers. If you have ever spent much time on the internet, you have likely discovered that there are a lot of sick ideas and fetishes online, and when you get someone to have the option to dare something anonymously, the sky is sadly the limit. Or perhaps more aptly put, there is no depths that human beings won't stoop to see disgusting fantasies come to life. The trend of trash streaming was wildly popular in Russia, for example, and it was a craze that started with stupid stunts like jumping off of balconies, using human beings as ashtrays, and having fistfights, but it quickly devolved into assault, both physical and sexual in nature. People quickly realized that people will pay money for anything, and people will do anything for money. A horrifying clash that led to all kinds of horrible things and that led to the death in this case that I am covering this week. One such streamer, Stanislav Reshetnikov, whose real-life last name was Reshetniak and his online tag was Reflay, became quite famous for such trash streams, and he was known to quite often have various friends and other people over to various locations, where they would then stream while getting to different degrees of undress and different degrees of inebriation. Streams that Stanislav did included various despicable acts over the years. One of his victims was his supposed friend, Valentin Genichev, who was reportedly homeless and also an alcoholic and a man who struggled with severe mental illness. Stanislav was able to convince Valentin to come into his home, seemingly with the plan of using him and exploiting him in his trashy videos. Stanislav knew that he could receive money from viewers by degrading Valentin because, sadly, Valentin was well known in the trash streaming community, and he had already been passed around and used by multiple streamers over the previous 6 months. Some of the pranks started innocently enough, with Stanislav throwing large amounts of water into Valentin's face. But things quickly escalated into things like tricking Valentin to drink urine and repeatedly slapping, punching, and assaulting him at the whim and on the dime of his adoring viewers. While it was clear that Stanislav and some of his anonymous viewers were getting their jollies from the mistreatment of another human being, there were some people who started to speak up and started to wonder if the police should be notified of the abuse that was very clearly happening on camera. When people started to speak up, though, and speak out, Stanislav and Valentin both said that the abuse was mutually agreed to, and that Valentin was a willing participant, and as such, the police did not need to get involved. I don't understand how anyone could think that you could trust someone who was clearly the victim of abuse on so many different levels when he said that he was a willing participant, though. One has to wonder how many drinks or how much money it took to get Valentin to say that he was a willing participant. It seems to me that it was much more likely that Stanislav was offering a roof over Valentin's head, nights of drinking, and possibly some money to be a victim. Something that sadly seemed better to Valentin than the life that he was living before he moved in with Stanislav. The more that I read about Stanislav, it became more and more clear that he was truly the type of person who was willing to use anyone and do anything to garner fame and fortune, and he seemed to do that by taking advantage of people that he deemed vulnerable, no different than many serial killers that have lived in our midst since the very dawn of time. The only difference was that this guy was streaming his videos online and committing all of his crimes in front of a camera for all to see. Stanislav was known to find his victims amongst many different vulnerable segments of society over his time, and those victims included the elderly, the homeless, and people with intellectual disabilities. Another person who was a regular in the videos that Stanislav put on for the world was his girlfriend, Valentina Grigorieva. His treatment of Valentina over the years was, and sadly is, still well documented on the internet, because as we are all warned, once something goes online, it is out there in the public eye forever. Sadly, much of the relationship, if you can even call it that, between Stanislav and Valentina was based around him inflicting varying degrees of mental, physical, and emotional abuse on her at the behest of his viewers, really showing the depths that people would go to for, quote, entertainment. There are videos and reports of abuse ranging from him verbally berating her and calling her smelly and a prostitute to much more egregious acts like him physically assaulting her with slaps, punches, and sadly much more. There are also videos of him sitting emotionless in front of the camera while his friends inflict abuse on Valentina as well. One of the worst videos that he made was of Valentina, after already having been physically abused, lying on a couch and screaming, while Stanislav repeatedly used pepper spray on her. In that video, Stanislav sprays Valentina in the face and returns to the camera, again emotionless, continuing to hang out with two of his inebriated friends. Then, as it seems that Valentina is going to be left alone, Stanislav abruptly gets up again from the feed and sprays her with pepper spray in her face again. And why did he do that? Because another viewer paid him to do it. Stanislav was clearly driven by very few things in life, but at the forefront of all of that was money. His streams were filled with humiliation of Valentina and his friends and various other people, extreme levels of sadism, and a clear misogynistic outlook on life. And then came the day that Stanislav decided to up the ante and really ridicule and abuse and downright torture Valentina. The date was December 1st of 2020. Stanislav was streaming on that day with Valentina and another friend, Marina. As the friends were all drinking and hanging out, a donation reportedly came in for $1,000, and the request from the viewer was for Stanislav to attack Valentina, beat her up, and then lock her outside in the cold on the balcony of the apartment that they were streaming from. On camera, Stanislav and Marina attempted to force Valentina outside into the cold. That night it was between -3 and -8 degrees Celsius, which is between 17 and 26 degrees Fahrenheit. However, it appeared that Valentino was not wanting to be a willing participant in this particular stunt, and she started to argue with Stanislav, and she started to fight back, even going as far as to threaten him with a knife. It was later reported that off-stream, Stanislav slammed Valentina to the ground and beat her, causing numerous injuries to her face and head when he drove her head into the ground. And then he proceeded to strip Valentina down to her underwear, pour cold water all over her, and then force her outside into the cold before he locked the door and forced her to stay outside in the frigid temperatures. Stanislav, as was his MO, would then return to the camera and continue on drinking and streaming while Valentina could be heard outside banging on the door to the balcony and screaming. While all of that was going on, Stanislav simply sat in front of the computer and continued to drink. Valentina could even be heard asking Stanislav if she could come back inside, to which Stanislav responded by simply saying no. Finally, after a while had passed, Stanislav went outside to check on Valentina, and that is when he realized that she was not okay, and in fact, she was not breathing. Stanislav then carried and dragged Valentina's lifeless body inside of the apartment and asked, quote, "My bunny, what's up with you?" unquote. He also followed by asking Valentina if she was alive, and then he said, quote, "Valia, damn, you look like you are dead," unquote. All of this, as you can imagine, was happening while the stream continued. He then told his viewers that there was no pulse, and that Valentina had no pulse at all, and at that point he started pleading for Valentina to wake up, and he started yelling that he loved her. Stanislav then made a half-hearted attempt to resuscitate Valentina, also slapping her lifeless body in the face, and then he seemingly gave up and called authorities and, believe it or not, continued to stream the entire time while he waited for medical help, with Valentina's lifeless body lying behind him on a couch, well within the shot for viewers. Tens of thousands of viewers continued to watch the live stream and even make donations to Stanislav as he sat there, which frankly is beyond disgusting. Whether people knew that they were watching, that what they were watching was real or not, doesn't even matter at this point. I cannot believe that there are people, let alone tens of thousands of people, that seem to get off on watching anyone abuse another person. Actually, sadly, I can believe it. The world that is around us continues to spiral and continues to swirl around the toilet bowl. This disgusting man made a whole bunch of money even while Valentina lied dead behind him. When paramedics finally attended the scene, they would pronounce Valentina dead, and the initial belief was that she had died from hypothermia. Stanislav would be brought in for interrogation by the police, and they would speak to him about Valentina's death and about his live stream, and then, believe it or not, he was allowed to leave and go home, even though Valentina's death and many of the circumstances that caused it were all on video for the investigators and the entire world to see. You see, in 2017, Russia made a very controversial change to their laws. A law was drafted that set the standard that domestic violence would essentially be decriminalized. The law was put into place, and it reduced penalties for abusers, and in the minds of many, it put the lives of victims at an even greater risk than they had ever been before. Russia, historically, had not cracked down very hard at all on domestic abuse, but this new law certainly set the standard at an incredibly low level. A first offense of family violence that did not cause serious harm that required hospital treatment would see the abuser face a small fine and essentially nothing more than community service. That law would be passed by the lower chamber of the Russian parliament on January 27th of 2017. The upper chamber adopted the law on February 1st of 2017, and President Vladimir Putin signed the bill on February 7th of 2017, officially, for all intents and purposes, ensuring that abuse within the family home, including with women and children, was not a criminal offense at all. And thus, we get situations like this one. Even though there was well-documented abuse towards Valentina and towards many other human beings on Stanislav's behalf and on his live stream, this was the first time that he was brought in to speak to police regarding anything that he had been a part of. Needless to say, at first blush, it appears that the police saw what appeared to be an accidental death in the case of the hypothermic death of Valentina. But that would all change after an autopsy was conducted. After the autopsy, it was determined that while Valentina may have died in the cold after having cold water poured all over her and after being stripped down to her underwear, the cause of death was not hypothermia. It was in fact determined to be craniocerebral trauma, which means that she died from a very traumatic brain injury, something that she suffered off camera, admitted on stream by Stanislav. Valentina had multiple bruises to her face and her head and a subdural hematoma, which is a buildup of blood on her brain, and that is what killed her. Something that scumbags paid for and scumbags watched, not just on one night, but on many. There were rumors at the time, as Valentina and Stanislav had shared that Valentina was pregnant, but those rumors were ultimately and thankfully proven to be false. A couple of days later, Stanislav would be arrested by police, and he was taken away in handcuffs. When being taken away, he had the gall to tell reporters that he had done nothing, much in contrast to his confessions on the night that he took Valentina's life from her. After showing remorse for what had happened previously and confessing his love for Valentina, his entire tune changed. He started to tell people that Valentina had likely died because of a drug overdose, completely straying away from everything that had been watched live and that was available for all to see and hear on his stream. However, charges were indeed laid, and investigators said that Stanislav was suspected of intentionally inflicting grievous bodily harm on Valentina, which resulted in her death. What is disgusting and is a sad part of what we see in the world around us more and more is that people started to victim shame in this case. The narrative for many was that Valentina had been a part of the streams for a long time and that she had both made money and been through hell, and people said that she essentially knew what she had signed up for. However, much like the other people that seem to be within Stanislav's circle, one cannot simply gloss over the fact that he seemingly had control over everyone and that his abuse truly knew no bounds. To say that Valentina was dead because of her own decisions is also to say that every victim of abuse is to blame when they don't escape before things escalate. Needless to say, if you believe that victims are to blame in the case of their abuse, you are a massive part of the problem in our society and in our world. Thankfully, in April of 2021, it was determined that Stanislav was very much to blame for everything that happened to Valentina, and he was ultimately sentenced to 6 years in a maximum security prison for involuntary manslaughter, To many, myself included though, that was far from enough. For those who don't know, involuntary manslaughter is the unlawful and unintentional killing of another person through criminal negligence. Second-degree murder is when there is an intention to kill or harm, meaning that the criminal had knowledge that what they were doing could or would kill the victim. Earlier in the video that documented the death of Valentina, Stanislav mentioned how cold it was outside, and it is very clear that if he even had half of a brain inside of his skull, which I guess could be debated, he would know that dumping freezing cold water on someone, stripping them naked, and locking them in the sub-zero temperatures would certainly put someone at risk of death. And that is not even factoring the physical assault that was also levied upon Valentina. What more can I say here? This is absolutely a disgusting story. If you have followed Russia at all in recent years, you know that people have been sentenced to death and imprisoned for life sentences for things like simply being American or from somewhere else in the world, or for speaking out against Vladimir Putin. And yet, one man kills a woman on a live stream for all to witness and essentially gets a slap on his wrist. It will not be long before this man will be back out on the streets and likely back streaming in some capacity. There's little doubt that he will attempt to capitalize in whatever way he can on his fame once he is a free man once again. Nothing stopped him from trying to chase a dollar in the past, so why would it start to now? An incredibly beautiful and vibrant young woman lost her life very early, and all because she got tangled up in the web of Stanislav. What blows my mind at the end of the day is the fact that seemingly no more charges were laid in this case. I actually don't understand how people could watch this stream, but even more than that, one person in particular made a big donation to watch everything take place that did take place. I don't understand how paying a person to assault another is not in some way akin to hiring a hitman and paying someone to inflict damage or death. I do not understand how there are not legal ramifications in that regard. It's not as though that money and that donation could not be traced. There's nothing about this case that can make someone feel good. There are so many victims of this so-called trash streaming, and there are so many victims of Stanislav himself. There are innocent people that are used and abused still to this day in this very fashion, and that are losing their dignity and even their lives because of it. This is abuse on an entirely new level, something that is generally believed to happen behind closed doors, is now happening in front of the green light of a camera. These videos, even the ones that came well before the death of Valentina, are incredibly difficult to watch. And this is coming from a person who spends a lot of time researching true crime cases. Perhaps it's just because there is a massive difference between reading things and seeing things, but I think it's even more so because this is an evolution of crime, a de-evolution of humanity. There are so many cases around us of the general public, as I said, shaming victims, defending criminals, and even lauding prisoners as they get out of jail. One doesn't need to look far to see criminals being raised up as heroes, and frankly, it is disgusting. We have lost the entire narrative, it seems, and we've started to not only kill one another, something that has gone on since the advent of time, but we are also villainizing heroes and lauding some of the worst people that walk amongst us. That is something that we do need to change as a society before it's too late, and if it isn't already too late. Evil should not be winning in the world around us, but it is very clear that it is, and all that we can try to do is be a part of the difference when it comes to things like this. We need to ensure that we are lifting the right people up. We need to ensure that we are supporting the right people, and we need to ensure that we are trying to help and bring love to everyone around us. Things like watching people treated like they are in these streams is something that I just cannot understand, I cannot condone, and I certainly cannot respect. The mind is easily poisoned, folks, and the internet has opened a gateway for that to be easier and easier to access. So, that is my plea. Please, treat your minds like the sacred things that they are supposed to be. The more that we let the poison in, the more that we are driving towards the end of any kind of humanity. Goners, please be a part of the change and be a part of the Be Better movement that we have here on this podcast. We need to support one another, and we need to reverse this curse that is absolutely taking over all over the world. This is not just a Russian problem. So, join me on our socials and let me know where you stand. Give me an earful if you need to. It won't be the first time, and it won't be the last time. Or, please, show some support for what GBNF stands for if you stand with me. Either way, I hope that you do enjoy every episode that is put out there, and I hope that you do continue to join me each and every week. Thank you for listening, whether you agree or disagree with me when I get on my soapbox, and I hope and pray that you do continue to be well, be better, and be safe. Thank you for listening, and I'll see you next time.